Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Nicole Lima Barbieri. She is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Georgia, and I understand soon to be assistant professor.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. I want to talk with you about E. coli. That's been the subject of your research, but it's been the subject of a lot of poultry companies as well, because we're seeing a lot more E. coli, it seems, since we started cutting back on antibiotics.
Yes. Since people started using antibiotics as a prophylactic method, now E. coli is emerging again. And we need to research better how to treat them without the antimicrobial use.
So specifically, you were looking at the avian pathogenic E. coli. How is that different?
E. coli, it's a common member of the chicken gut and humans too. And avian pathogenic E. coli gain some genes and that we call virulence factors that make the bacteria able to cause disease. So there is some of these bacteria in the field that they transfer to one bacteria to the other, these virulence genes, and then make more bacteria able to cause disease.
And this is the same E. coli that can cause illness in humans, is that right?
Yes, there is some work that correlating these E. coli to the same ones that cause neonatal meningitis in babies or human UTIs, urinary tract infections in humans too.
So it's interesting because we're now reducing antibiotics.
Yeah.
Because that's what consumers want. Now we're seeing this bloom of E. coli in poultry.
Yeah, because I think the use of antibiotics made these E. coli be hidden. So they still there, but in that low prevalence. But now that we cannot use the antimicrobials, they are coming back. And I think we will need to find new methods to control it, new methods that don't use antibiotics to make this happen. And this is something that we are studying in our lab.
And I want to talk about your study in a moment, but how do poultry get E. coli in the first place? I understand that if there's no antibiotic, it opens up the door, but where does it come from? How do they get it?
E. coli, it's in the environmental, and it's spread all around. It's good to have E. coli because it's necessary to have E. coli to do digestion, human digestion, chicken digestion. So we need to have E. coli. But the problem is that some of these bacteria gain plasmids, that is extra DNA. And then with these extra DNA, they cause the disease. So, and there is no method known up until now that we can just kill these pathogenic ones. When we kill the E. coli, we kill all of them. And this is hard, or we select for the ones that are resistant. And when we select the resistance, that we maybe are doing more harm to make the get extra bacteria that cause the disease. That's still not very clear.
And I know from talking to people like Mark Jackwood at the University of Georgia, if a flock is infected with infectious bronchitis, that can open up the door for E. coli as well.
Yes. If the chicken got a little bit more his immunity got lower, E. coli is one of the first things to come up and then cause colibacillosis.
And how does it normally present itself in a broiler house? How would producers know that it's E. coli?
Usually there is two ways. One is systemic, that comes through the nose and then infects all the internal organs like heart, livers, spleen, all over around. And then it starts as a respiratory infection. And the other one is skin. So if the chicken got any bruise in the skin, it starts to develop the cellulitis. So one of the ways to identify it in the house is that the chickens are going to become more quiet and then stop eating and then suddenly going to die. But there is no really easy way to discover that these symptoms in the big field, except when they start dying. Because some of these lesions you just find during the slaughter time, and that's kind of like a big problem.
So now you did a study with avian pathogenic E. coli, often goes by the acronym APEC. Tell me about your study. What were you trying to find?
In this study, we were looking for two rear systems, one the conventional way and the other the antibiotic-free way. And we wanted to compare the APEC prevalence during this study, during the production time, and in the house, like in the litter or in the feces or in the food, in the water.
And before we get into the additional details, I know when you say that there are no antibiotics ever, they're not getting antibiotics, but how are you defining conventional? Did they receive antibiotics?
Yes, there is still some that are antibiotic-like, that it's in the feed, that's still approved.
Like an ionophore or a bacitracin, something
yes.
like that.
We did this comparison, like one group that is just the conventional way and the other is the new completely antibiotic-free way. And we were trying to see if we find APEC-like, because we call APEC-like because the only way to say that it's avian pathogenic E. coli is to put in a chicken and this chicken die with the colibacillosis. So this is why we called like that they have the minimal predictors for being associated with the causing disease. And what we found is that in the antibiotic free, the prevalence of APEC-like got higher compared to the conventional way because of what they used during the production. They got reduced the amount of APEC-likes in the field. But we don't have the data yet of the mortality in the both productions, so we can compare which ones are going to be.
But from your own observations, is it safe to say that the mortality was higher or the performance was less in the E. coli-infected birds?
Probably, yes.
So what's the solution?
There is some studies that they say that these E. coli stay in the house in the biofilms because they form bacterial communities in the house. And so there is some studies that we are doing in our lab to try to find a way to stop the bacteria to forming these biofilms. It's pretty preliminary studies, but we want to see if we can find any alternatives. The other study that we saw that depends of the method that you use to clean the house, the disinfectants, it maybe we will increase the amount of the bacteria that are pathogenic because there is some genes in the bacteria that cause disease that make the bacteria resistant to the disinfectant. So the bacteria is still stay in the house even after the cleaning process.
What else can producers do, particularly in antibiotic-free schemes, to reduce the level of E. coli?
I think the problem, management of the house, try to make like air comes to the house, like be clean without rodents, without like birds coming in. So wild birds coming in. So it's more like a management thing. There is no other easy solution, at least not right now, specific to E. coli.